we were always just on the very concrete, very immediate, the weather, the traffic, his job, but nothing regarding the past, nothing regarding what was going on inside him, as much as I would try to probe for that or move in that direction. After about a year, year and a half, he brought his wife over with the children. There were 1 and 3 years old, and he brought them to the meetings. And he went way out of his way to come to these meetings. We met in Uptown, and he worked as a gardener up in the North Shore area in a pickup truck. He would go up there, and he lived in Pilsen, so you maybe sense the geography for those of you from Chicago. Anyway, it would take him about 15 to 20 miles from the time he got off work to go home and get his family to come and meet with us, with me and the interpreter I was working with. And we met for every week for, as I said, over the course of 5 years. And each meeting would be about an hour and a half, so we'd finish up about 9 o'clock at night. And it was obviously really important to him to do this, but I was really puzzled as to what the value of it was. And I would try to ask him about it because it never seemed to be going anywhere. And I was concerned about whether I was working with him as effectively as I could. And I would say to him, how is this helping? And he said, I don't know, it just makes me feel better, which was good enough to continue on. And I, he'd bring the kids in, and so the kids would play, and we would talk about the kids. And the kids got older, and they were 2 and 4, 3 and 5. And they were a really a nice part of the meeting. And his wife was very quiet in the meetings, but he wanted his family there.